Three, two, one, and go. We are live. Welcome to the Smash Life Experience podcast. This is episode number 3, flying solo number 2. Today is Monday, 24th of June, 2019. That's just for anybody that might be watching in the future and going back in time. Time travel is going to be possible in the not too distant future. Welcome wherever you are across the globe. Hope you enjoy today's episode. We're going to go on a little bit of a deep dive. I feel like episode number 1 last week, Who Are You Becoming? The idea was to be kind of thought-provoking, and then today we're going to try and go a little bit deeper and explore some of those concepts that we brought up. Quick agenda for the day is I'm going to give a little background on today's discussion topic. Then I'm going to share some stories and some lessons woven within them. Solutions. Then it's going to be future pace. And then finally will be some recommendations and final thoughts. Of course, the Smash Life Experience podcast, we're all about takeaway and action. So it is educate, inspire, transform. Okay. So with that said, today's discussion topic, I thought about calling it exit or escaping the matrix. By the way, look at that for a coincidence or a synchronicity, if you will. The new studio, we are in the matrix. We cannot escape the matrix. And also, why would you want to escape the matrix? We live in a beautiful, infinitely abundant universe and world, this matrix that we live in. So why would we want to escape it? Like the late, great Albert Einstein said, learn the rules of the game and simply play better than anybody else. So hopefully today, with some of the ideas, the philosophies, the strategies that we share and we discuss, because this isn't just about me, this is about you, and this is about us all sharing together. Hopefully then it will get you thinking differently, and hopefully taking some different actions, and then obviously getting some new results in your life. So before we go deep into it, just a quick shout out to this episode's sponsors, the Worldwide Hospitality Group. They are the VIP experience specialists. They cover everything from football, rugby, horse racing, F1, mixed martial arts, boxing, UFC, etc. They've also got tennis. They've got Wimbledon coming up, golf, the British Open tennis coming up, and they can sort everything from VIP boxes and hospitality right up to private jet charter, helicopter transfers, and so on. For a 5% discount on all orders, email us on thesmashlife@gmail.com with the your name and the event that you are looking to attend. So big thanks, Worldwide Hospitality Group. Sorry, I should have also said they pride themselves, like us, on giving and providing peak experiences and emotions with quality service and delivery. So big thanks to those guys. Go check them out. So welcome to The Matrix. Today's episode, wow, I'm excited, let's just say that. But like I said previously, it's not just about getting excited and like, yes, great. It's about what do we then go and do with that excitement. So first, I would just like to clear the air a little. I would first actually like to say thank you to everyone that's consumed so far, whether it be listening on the podcast or whether it be watching on YouTube, Facebook, etc. Thanks to everyone that's commented. Thanks to all the messages that I received. Thank you for the feedback, constructive feedback as well. That is how I learn and grow and evolve. We're all in this together. We're all in that same process together. So the more feedback, the better. The better I can become and the better I can serve you guys. So thank you to all of that. Thank you for anybody that shared, commented, liked, or even just told a friend or many friends. Of course, that is how these ideas spread and we get exposure. So thank you to all you guys. I would also like to say a thank you to our first special guest from last week, Mr. Chris Hankinson of the Wigan Warriors. I'll do a quick update from our podcast on Thursday. Since then, He then went on to score the first try in his team's win against the Huddersfield Giants on Friday night, and also kick 7 goals from 7. So I'm not sure if that's a coincidence or a synchronicity, or if it's maybe an omen for the special guests that are going to be coming on in future. The positive success cycle in action. So I hope that coming on the podcast can then be a catalyst for more good things to continue to happen and flow into your life experience. So with all that said, clear the air. Look, the delivery may not be perfect. In fact, it probably won't be perfect. I'm trying to come from a place of authenticity. I'm trying to express myself as best I can, but I'm still figuring all of this out. These ideas and these thoughts, these visions come into my head, and this is for any human that is fortunate enough to be experiencing life on planet Earth at this time in space. So we see visions in our mind. The task is then to process that, to articulate it, and then to communicate effectively so that other humans can then see that vision too. And then with that same vision, they can then go and do something or share it or whatever it might be. And that is how the cycle of life works. If everything in this universe is energy, we share the energy, and then other people consume and absorb that energy, then they share that energy. And that is the cycle as it continues. That might not make full sense right now, which is fine. We will go into more detail in future episodes, both on the flying solo episodes, which is just me on my own, and also the special guest episodes, which will be obviously in partnership with others. So I bet you're on the edge of your seat right now. If you're driving, just be careful, make sure that you're watching the road and still paying attention. Please bear with me. So background for today. Welcome to The Matrix. So, to the best of my awareness so far, and what I've figured out is there is only one energy. Okay? Now, this might all be brand new to you. This might be old news. This might be revision. But of course, it's always good to revise. And here's another thing I was going to say was it only takes that one thing that I say, that one word, that one phrase, that one sentence that can then be the catalyst for you to go and think, act, do something different. So every single word of the whole podcast, the whole episode, might not resonate with you. It might not be the greatest thing you've ever heard. But all we're looking for in life, this isn't just with this podcast, this is in life, in any book that you read, a video, a conference that you go to, an event, a course that you enroll on, a coach that you work with, you're only looking for that one little thing that can change the whole course of your life. You're only one decision away from changing your whole life experience forever. Think about that time. You know, it might be a guy or a girl that you were going to date or not. Think about where that could go, where that rabbit hole could go. Think about that job opportunity that you did or didn't take. Think about that business idea, solution that you had that you did or didn't start. You're only one decision away from a totally, totally new life, okay? So the only energy is love. Now, when we come to Earth, we get basically conditioned to forget about love, basically. And today we're going to talk about facing and overcoming our fears. So if the only energy that exists is love, then there's also the fear energy, but the fear energy can be overcome by the power of love. Now hold with me, stick with me here. This isn't going to be like a hippie hocus pocus. We're going to try and go that deep down the rabbit hole. So I'm just tracking my notes as well. Millennials in particular, so that a millennial is categorized as anybody born 1980 or after, so 1980s, 1990s and so on. Millennials in particular, we have a past conditioning of fear, which has been passed down from the generations before us. So think about our parents and their parents. So this all sort of stems back to from sort of the world wars and that kind of stuff. So people have been suppressed, the energy has been suppressed, there's been a lot of control and a lot of fear has built up, and a lot of this is subconscious. But the first step to overcoming fear is to become aware of it. Now this was, you know, major aha moment for me, and I keep having these aha moments. There's no like, well, there is one moment where you think, wow, yeah, that's right. And it just resonates with you. But then you keep having those moments, because once you have one moment, one leads to the next, because you raise your awareness. I'm going to use a phrase, you raise your vibration, okay? And again, these are all concepts. There's lots of deep dives that we could have, but that's not for this podcast, not for this episode right now. I just want to give a little sprinkling and we can go deeper in future. So this generation, this millennial generation, we have the opportunity to change. So why am I picking millennials specifically? Because science shows and the statistics show that after the age of 35, 95% of what you do in your life is going to be subconscious, okay? Now that doesn't mean that you can't change. So if you're over 35 and you're listening to this, all is not lost. You can still change, but it's going to be a little bit more difficult because your brain and your neural pathways are more set in their way, which is why, think about babies being born. They say the first sort of 0 to 7 years, like the forming stage, we're in a lower brainwave frequency. And this is when we take on a lot of our beliefs and a lot of our conditioning, okay? Now, if we've been brought up in a society which maybe there isn't as much love as what there could be, then we're gonna hold on to fears and hold on to beliefs, maybe that we're not good enough, maybe that self-doubt, maybe that we can't do it. And with that self-doubt, we've been programmed to doubt ourselves and to sort of conform to normal. But what is normal? Who wrote the rules on normal? So overall, we've been sort of suppressed. And our individuality has been suppressed. So we are the generation to change this. And this is why the Smash Life podcast, and we are the next generation of human evolution. Okay, so we can go really deep on this in future. But for today, let's just focus on facing and overcoming fears. Okay, the first thing you have to do to overcome a fear is to face it. Okay, admit that you have a fear. Realize that you have a fear. Realize it, admit it, and it's absolutely okay. The first thing I wanna say is it's okay. We all have fears, okay? It's normal, it's absolutely normal to have fears. What's not normal is to hold on to the fears and to let them suppress you and suppress your life, because it's not only your life that you're suppressing, but you're actually suppressing the life of others around you, because whatever gifts you have to share with the world, whatever they may be, the world isn't seeing them and isn't receiving them because maybe you're held back by fear of sharing them. Okay, so common fears. Straight away, think of some in your mind, maybe shout them out wherever you are. Maybe not if you're in a public place, but why would you not shout them if you're in a public place? Because of the fear of judgment, fear of appearing weak. The ultimate weakness is the fear of appearing weak, fear of embarrassment, fear of failure, fear of success. What would happen if I become super successful? Would I then be abandoned by those around me? What would happen? So we fear success, we fear criticism, we fear, basically we fear others, we fear the opinion of others. Okay, I'm gonna share a little story. Think back to that time in school when you're going around the class, the teacher's going around the class, you've all got a textbook and you've got to read out a paragraph each. And as it's coming to you, person sort of 2-3 seats away, then it's the person 2 seats away, then it's the person next to you, thinking, oh no, what am I gonna do? And then it comes to you, you stand up and, well, it comes out, you express yourself or you blabber and you stutter your lines, okay? So what is that? Obviously, when we're younger, we don't know how to process it. Everything is about emotion, it's about feeling, it's about the inside, and it's about how we understand it, how we're aware of it, and then how we process it. Obviously, when you're younger, when you're in school, you don't know how to process it. So if you become nervous and you stutter your lines, and then obviously everybody in the class laughs, you feel terrible, you feel, oh no. And what it essentially all comes back to, the fear of judgment is loss of power, or a lack of love. You feel as if maybe others don't love you. And then ultimately, this goes back to many, many centuries ago, many moons ago, when we lived in tribes and we were out in the jungle or on the savannah or wherever, ultimately abandonment. So if you did something, that was seen as not normal and you spoke up or you whatever you did was then disapproved of, you would ultimately fear being abandoned by the tribe, and then that goes back to survival. So a little history lesson there. I'm not sure if I got that quite right, but you understand the concept of the point that I'm trying to make. The key here is to push past that fear, to overcome the fear, to let it go, to raise your vibration, to clear your mind. And when you do this, your experience transforms from one of fear and negativity to one of joy, fun, love, enjoyment, happiness, okay? Now we'll go a little deeper onto that in just a second. And here's another example, is the when you go to see a comedy show, and the guy at the front, the comedian or whoever, the host of the show says, okay, I'm gonna pick somebody to come up. And you think, oh no, your mind starts racing. Oh no, not me, not me. Why is that? Just because you don't want to look stupid. But then actually, think about this. Think of what I just said about letting it go. Actually, the guy picks you, the comedian or the girl picks you. And if you let it go and you think, okay, let's just see what happens. You surrender to the experience. And then he brings you up to the stage. And actually, you end up having a lot of fun and you end up enjoying it. Whereas think about on the other side, the person that holds on to that fear. Oh no, what's he going to make me do? Is he going to make me look stupid, etc.? You get up onto stage and you end up looking stupid. So sometimes, oftentimes, what we fear, what we resist, persists and then becomes a reality. Whereas if we let it go and we surrender to the experience, we get up on stage and actually we end up becoming a part of the show and becoming a part of the dance with the comedian. And we end up having a great time. And then in fact, afterwards, maybe people are taking photos, taking videos, the people that you've gone to the show with. And then after the show, everyone's showing the camera, the iPhone or whatever it might be. And everybody then, you actually become the hero. So see how there's two totally different realities that you could go down, all by making that one decision. You either choose to hold on to the fear and think, oh no, what's going to happen? What bad's going to happen? You get up on stage and then that becomes your reality because you're holding on to the fear, to the negative energy. Or you have the option to choose, and on the other side, you think, you know what? I surrender. I let it go. Let's do this. And you just become in the moment and you become one with the comedian. You become part of the show. And then after it, in the bar or wherever, or on the way home, your family, your friends, you're all sharing the experience. You're all sharing the stories of how awesome it was. And you came up on stage and you were the man or the woman. And so look at that, the two totally different realities by either holding on to the fear or by letting it go, transforming that fear into love. Okay, so I hope that you followed that story, and there's lots of lessons woven within it. We'll go down that path now. Let's also relate that to now, okay? They're great little stories from when you were younger, or you know, from when you go to a comedy show, but what about right now? So this will relate to anybody who is creative. So this is going out to DJs and producers that are sitting on tracks thinking, oh, not quite ready yet. What are you fearing? You are good enough. You have greatness inside you. You came to this earth to express yourself, to share your gifts with others. So DJs and producers sitting on tracks, athletes holding back. You might be playing for a rugby team, a football team. You might be a tennis player, a golfer, and you're holding back from really going for it, from pushing on, from becoming a leader, from taking your team to the next level. You might be either just started a business or thinking about starting a business. It's time to launch. Let's go. Let's move this forward. Let's take it up. Let's rise. You might be in a job that you're not fully happy with. You're not fully happy and fulfilled. And you're thinking about maybe changing careers or looking at doing something different. What are you waiting for? Okay. You might be a youngster thinking about going traveling, going backpacking, going to see the world, going to experience all these incredible experiences all over the world, meeting people. Go and do it. Get started. Just get moving. That is the key, is get moving. I know certainly for me in my life, that was one of the major ones that really just everything changed. And the key here, I want to use a phrase of what if up, okay? We get conditioned, again, by society to think what if down. So what if I'm really unhappy in this job, in this current job, but I can't leave? What if, and then you think of all the worst case scenarios, okay? So rather than what if down, what about starting to think, what if up and all the best case scenarios? Because more often than not, and here's a quote from The Alchemist by Paulo Coelho, when you commit to making something happen, the whole universe conspires in your favor. So rather than what if down, negative thinking, what if up, and positive outcomes and positive things that might happen. Now that's not just hocus pocus, that's real world. There's so many examples of that. Think about all the people that were worried and thinking, can I do this, can I not do this? And they went for it, and then they went on to achieve the dreams. Athletes, DJs, people that go traveling, etc., etc. So that's relating it to now. And if you can relate to any of those situations, my advice is, let's go, champ. Okay, so that leads us then, that's the kind of the background, a couple of little stories. Let's talk about the fear of judgment, okay? Judging somebody else, so seeing somebody doing something, whatever it might be, and then judging them, thinking negatively of them. Here's the paradox. The paradox is you fear judgment yourself when you judge others, okay? Now, this might make you feel a little uncomfortable, which is absolutely fine, because uncomfortable means that it's resonating with you, that emotion that's coming up inside you. Now, you have a choice to transform that emotion, that energy that's inside you, and you can then, in fact, learn to let go of that energy. So the paradox is that when you judge others, it's because you fear being, sorry, when you fear being judged, it's because you judge others. So, and when you fear being judged, this leads to a lack of action. This means that you're staying stuck, you're staying where you are, and you're not progressing to the levels that you are capable of achieving. Okay, so how do you stop or overcome the fear of judgment, or how do you overcome judging somebody else? So, quite simply, and this is fun to be honest, you play a game, okay? I got this from a book called The Code of the Extraordinary Mind by Vishen Lakhiani, and he says to tame the judge, okay? You play a game. So let's imagine this for a second. You're walking down the street, you see somebody starting to walk towards you, and you look up, and maybe they're wearing some clothes that aren't your style, not your kind of dress sense. Maybe they've got funny, sort of funky looking hair or whatever it might be. I've got no judgments whatsoever of anybody. And you look at them and you think, oh, look at that guy or girl dressed weird, dressed funny. Look at that weird hairstyle. Look at that strange looking or whatever it might be. Okay? This is the judge within you speaking. Okay, now when you automatically and subconsciously meaning you don't even realize you're doing it, you subconsciously will not be taking action on your biggest dreams and goals. Boom, okay, let that one sink in a little. If you judge somebody else, I can almost guarantee you will not be doing anything big with your life, anything major, anything boom, world changing, okay? Now, if you don't want to do that, then that's fine. If you want to stay the same, that's absolutely fine. I am not judging anyone in any way whatsoever. However, if you do want to go to the next level in your life, whatever that level may be, then you've got to stop judging others, okay? Because, again, think about vibration. I'm going to go deep onto to vibration another time. That vibration of judging somebody might be an emotion of anger or jealousy, but more jealousy or maybe even anger, which is a lower vibration. So if you're giving off that vibration, that energy of jealousy or anger, the law of vibration, just like the law of gravity, it cannot be seen. It's invisible, but it absolutely exists. It cannot fail. Just like the law of gravity cannot fail, the law of vibration cannot fail. So if you're giving off a low vibration of jealousy or anger, you must receive back something of equal vibration. There is no other way it can be. It's not my rule. I've not made it up. It's the laws of the universe, okay? Now, I'm not saying that I know it all or anything like that, but this is from my experience and from what I've experienced in life and different places around the world, different teachers and mentors and books and podcasts, etc. And this is how I'm articulating it. And this is what's happened in my life and the life of others. So tame the judge, okay? You don't need to hate on the judge because within yourself, because again, then that's negative self-talk. But all you're going to do is you're going to say, there I go again, okay? walking along the street, you see somebody who maybe doesn't look or dress like you do, rather than judging them and in any way putting them down, why not see love and see beauty and be like, wow, that's a cool outfit. Okay, you don't need to give them a compliment. You can give them a compliment. You don't need to, but in your mind, rather than, stage one is you're going to judge them, okay? Stage two is you're going to, as soon as you hear your mind say that, you're going to say, there I go again. And you're going to laugh to yourself, okay? Because that's the transformation of the energy within you. As you do this over time, you're going to find yourself doing it less because you're going to catch yourself, okay? It's a habit of thought. It's a thought pattern. And you're going to stop yourself from judging others. Then the next stage is going to be to transform that into love. And transform that judge and that judgment, that negative thought, into a more loving thought. Maybe, wow, that's cool, or I like that. I wonder where that's come from. I wonder where they bought that top, that outfit, whatever it might be. Okay, and in fact, it just came to me. This isn't written in the notes. Glastonbury is coming up. There's a perfect example. Glastonbury Festival, for those living in America and around the world, is one of the biggest festivals in the world, to the best of my knowledge. It's absolutely incredible experience. I've been there and had the privilege to be there twice. I won't be there this year, unfortunately, but you see some crazy, crazy out there outfits, people, hairstyles, all sorts. It's a real collaboration and conglomeration of all sorts of weird and wonderful things. But what might be weird to you is normal to somebody else, okay? And what's normal to somebody else is, what's weird to somebody else is normal to you, okay? And we're gonna go deeper into this. This is another concept called duality, which we'll go deeper into another time. But for now, gamify your life and gamify the game of taming the judge, okay? I hope you got that. Went off on a couple of little tangents there, but. So this is just a thought pattern, it's a habit, and the first step to overcoming this is awareness. So now I've shared the story, hopefully you become aware of that. So I hope that I've educated you and then inspired you now that when you're going through your life, you're going through your everyday life, and you see somebody and you immediately, subconsciously, automatically judge them, I want you to go, ooh, there I go again, okay? And then transform it and go, wow, that's actually pretty cool. That's pretty beautiful. We're transforming that fear, negative energy, into love and positive energy. Okay, so another term for this, moving on to the next stage of the episode, is we can call this reframing. Now, the first time I heard about this was from Sarah Stevenson, who is an Olympic gold medalist, I believe, Olympic champion, in fact double Olympic champion in taekwondo, and we were working in a gym over on the Wirral in the UK, and she spoke about before she goes out to compete in taekwondo, obviously a female going into a combat sport, a lot of people would be fearful of the situation and would be nervous, and she used the phrase adrenalized. Okay, so see how we reframe that from fear and nervousness and negative to adrenalized, excited, pumped up. Now, for me, I was actually already doing this, but what was beautiful was it's a beautiful thing when somebody explains something that you do better than you can explain it yourself. So for me, I think that this was probably 2010, 2011, when we were working together, but for me, back in my first ever kickboxing bout, back in 2008, I believe it was, in St. Helens, England, Northwest, at the YMCA, for any locals that know it. And I can remember walking out to the ring as my first ever fight. And after the fight, all the guys that went there to watch me, they were saying, what was going on when you were walking to the ring? Like, you were smiling and laughing, like, we don't understand it. Like, you were going in there to fight. And I was like, no. Like, this for me, this is playtime. This is me going in there to showcase my skills. I've done all of this hard training, this mental sacrifice, this physical, mental, emotional, absolute sacrifice to push myself, to unleash my potential, to be the best I can possibly be. walking to the ring is the fun bit. This is the exciting bit where you get to showcase and express yourself. So I was absolutely filled with love and excitement and adrenalized. Now, I didn't know about that phrase till years later, but it's funny how when you're doing something in your life and then somebody actually explains it to you better than you can. So big shout to Sarah. If she ever gets to see this, and I hope that we can get her onto the podcast one day, because I know that she's got super inspiring stories, so that'd be great. But yeah, that's a great little phrase of reframing. And the second person that heard saying that was, he's now former welterweight UFC champion, was Tyrone Woodley. So there's a couple of examples of athletes using that at the highest level. But then we can scale that back down, and anybody can use that in everyday life. So a lot of the things that I share aren't just for high-level athletes and top performers. These are things that anybody can do. It's so simple to be walking along the street, to be seeing somebody, you're about to judge them, and then just be like, oh, there I go again, and transform that thought. Things that are used at the highest level by world and Olympic champions, UFC champions, but actually the very, very simple techniques and strategies that anybody can do, whatever walk of life that you're in and whatever age that you're at. So we're getting towards the end now. I just want to do a quick recap and then some future pacing. And then we've got at the end, we've got recommendation and final thought, which if you stay to the end, I think you're going to like this. So look, we live in the beautiful, infinitely abundant matrix. There's no need to escape or to exit or anything. Welcome to the matrix. Live in the here and now. Be here now. Ram Dass. Be present in the moment and enjoy it to the highest level possible. Okay, it's your birthright to have the best life experience possible. So any idea that comes to your mind, any dream that comes to your mind, it's coming to you for a purpose, for a reason, because you are the person to deliver and share that into the world. Okay, however, we all have fears, and this is where this new Smash Life Experience podcast, this is the next generation of human evolution leading on from Smash Life TV a couple of years ago, which was all about getting people excited and inspired. But now I want to give you actionable takeaways, step-by-step strategies and best practices to go and apply and implement into your life so that you can level up and be the best you can be. So we all have fears, and that is normal. It's okay. It's not your fault. It is the way that we've been conditioned by society. This has been passed down from generation to generation, our parents, their parents, etc., etc. However, we are now the generation to change that. The millennials, which is 1980s onwards, we are the generations to change that. Now, I'm not saying if you're born in 1970s or further back that you cannot change, but science shows, statistics show, at age 35, 95% of what we do in life is subconscious. So you can still change, but it's going to take a lot more effort and a lot more dedication and a lot more commitment, okay? First step is thinking, what if up? Think this or better, okay? Because more often than not, good things happen, okay? When you truly commit to making something happen, the universe conspires in your favor to help move people, events, circumstances to make it happen, okay? Almost all fears come back to the fear of judgment, the fear of the opinion of others, the fear of embarrassment, the fear of loss or lack of love, the fear of abandonment, okay? So the fear of judgment, how can we overcome this? We overcome this by playing a game, tame the judge. When you see yourself or hear yourself, because it's obviously happening in your head, about to judge somebody, go, there I go again, and transform that negative, that fearful thought pattern, transform that into love, and be like, wow, what an intriguing looking person, or whatever it might be, okay? As you do this, your vibration will rise, and you will find yourself feeling liberated to take action on that thing that you've been putting off or procrastinating on. For example, I use the example, DJs and producers that are sitting on tracks, athletes that are just in the comfort zone, playing in a team, and you're in your comfort zone. It's time to step up and become that leader. Somebody who's just launched a business or thinking about launching a business, let's go, pull the trigger, okay? Or maybe a youngster who's looking to go traveling and experience the world. Don't be afraid of what might happen. Be excited about what might happen. This is reframing, okay? Reframing the situation, turning it from a negative to a positive, from fear and nervous to adrenalized and excitement. This is the positive success cycle in action. One positive thought leads to a positive action, to a positive experience, and the cycle continues. This is how momentum is built, okay? You see and hear about DJs and stuff becoming overnight successes. Of course, there's very few, if any, overnight successes anywhere in the world. It's been weeks, months, if not years, decades of hard work and dedication done repeatedly over time, okay? So reframe and see the beauty. Couple of final thoughts before we go into the final section is, remember, stepping through your fears will feel uncomfortable at first, okay? Anything we do that is different to what we normally do will feel uncomfortable at first. This is absolutely normal. Every single human being experiences this, whatever level of life you are currently at, because it's something that is unfamiliar to our brain, okay? However, when we do something once and it's uncomfortable, we then do it again and again and again, and it becomes more comfortable each time, and it then becomes familiar, okay? So then, in time, you will look back and laugh at things that you once were scared to do or scared to share, and you will look back and go, wow, was I really, what was I scared about, okay? And that's where this what if up thinking comes from. And if you want to go deeper on that, by the way, we will in another episode, but I've got a guy called Joe Vitale, okay, the abundance paradigm, what if up, okay? And look, if others can do it, you can do it. You don't need to be a UFC champion or an Olympic gold medalist. Anybody can do this, okay? Wherever you are in life, the time is now. Start now, okay? Good things will happen. So, just before we go into the final thought and recommendation for the day, a quick shout out to our sponsors once again, which is the Worldwide Hospitality Group. They are the VIP experience specialists, covering everything from football, rugby, tennis and golf, got Wimbledon and the British Open coming up, F1, horse racing, boxing, MMA, UFC, etc. They can sort everything from VIP tables and boxes right the way through to charter and private jets, yachts and helicopter transfers. For a 5% discount off all orders, email us on thesmashlife@gmail.com, okay? Big thanks to our sponsors. Also, if you're interested in sponsoring, partnership, collaboration, or whatever it might be, then you can reach us at the same email address. We look forward to hearing from you. So into the final couple of minutes of today's episode, quick recap is welcome to the Matrix. I always like to finish with a recommendation for the day, whether it some sort of personal development tool, whether it be a book, a podcast, a YouTube video, or whatever it might be. And today's recommendation is The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz, okay? Shout out to Anna Matuchevich. I hope I pronounced your name right. She was the first lady that recommended this to me, and it changed my mindset and changed my life in a big way. So The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz. And the final thought of the day, I should have also said, anybody, if you want to connect and ask questions or whatever, then feel free to reach out. Final thought of the day is, right now, you have a choice. You can take everything that you've heard or listened or watched in this episode, take all of these ideas, philosophies, strategies, and do nothing, okay? If you do that, then nothing will change. The next 6 months, 12 months, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years are going to play out somewhat like what you're getting right now. So if you're happy with that, then that's absolutely fine. Well done. Keep going. So your choice is to do nothing. Or you have a choice if you want to go to the next level in life, whatever level you're currently at, You can take these ideas, philosophies, and strategies and start to apply them. You can start right now, today, okay? Start to tame the judge. Start to reframe situations, because it all starts with a thought. When you start to think differently, you start to act differently. You start to experience different things. This is the positive success cycle in action. Guys, if you feel like you took some value today, then please feel free to share it, like, comment, tag people, etc., etc. YKTD, you know the dance. This is the Smash Life Experience podcast. We are shifting the global paradigm of human potential and elite performance. We educate and inspire so that you take action and transform. This is the next generation of human evolution. Guys, wherever you are, whatever you're up to, thanks and have a great day. Remember, it's nice to be nice. Smash life. Yeah, man. Peace.